So then, my dear friends, keep away from the worship of idols. So then, my dear friends, keep yourself away from the worship of idols. So then, for the third time, my dear friends, under the sound of my voice, keep yourself away from the worship of idols, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14. You see, what is sacrificed on pagan altars is offered to demons, not to God. Let me say that real slow. What is sacrificed on pagan altars is offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be partakers with demons. And I do not want you to be partners with demons. You cannot drink from the Lord's cup and also from the cup of demons. You cannot eat at the Lord's table and also at the table of demons. Let me say this real slow. What is sacrificed on pagan altars is offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be partners with demons. And Thanksgiving is coming up. You cannot drink from the Lord's cup and also from the cup of demons. What are you saying? This is what the man of God is saying. You cannot eat at the Lord's table and also eat at the table of demons. Pay attention to who you're sitting at the table with on Thanksgiving Day. Let me say that real slow. Pay attention to who you're sitting at the table with and breaking bread with on Thanksgiving Day. Because what is sacrificed on pagan altars is offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be partners with demons. You cannot drink from the Lord's cup and also from the cup of demons. You cannot eat at the Lord's table and also at the table of demons, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20 and 21. You see, not everything is good and not everything is helpful. Let me say that real slow. Not everything is good and not everything is helpful. Somebody's getting this revelation right now under the sound of my voice. Not everything is good and not everything is helpful. What are you saying, man of God? Not everything that appears to seem good is not good for you to have. And not everything that appears to help you is not helpful for you at all. Not everything is good and not everything is helpful for you, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 23. I hope that that had helped someone under the sound of my voice, because there's an anointing on my speech when I teach like this. I hope that the Holy Spirit has opened you up and has given you a revelation, has given you rhema, has given you an imputed impartation of the word into your spirit and into your soul that made your body jump on the inside. Not everything is good for you and not everything is helpful to you. Invite the Holy Spirit to help you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 23 through 33 and help you understand the revelation for you to receive the truth in this message. Then ask the Holy Spirit to meditate with your mind in quietness and at a place of peace. And then request that the Holy Spirit gives you spiritual help to rightly study and rightly divide the word of God, and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the words to pray to the Father about what he has revealed to your heart about this teaching in the name of Jesus. You see, a Christian, I'm going to give you two terms. The first term, because we're talking about Christians and idols. Now, a Christian is translated as, Christianios. A Christian is translated as Christianios. An adherent of Jesus or Yeshua. We're called. A Christian or a Christianios were called. The term Christians or the term Christianios was adopted by believers as a title of honor. When you hear the word Christian or you hear the word Christianios, it is a title of honor. To be a Christian is a title of honor for the believer. To be known and recognized as the term Christianios is adopted by believers as a title of honor. Now, on the other hand, an idol, which is a teraphim elagilion. An idol is pronounced teraphim elagilion. It's an household idol, a cultic mask, a divine symbol. Oh, come on, somebody. A spirit or demon, which is pronounced tarpai. household gods, false gods, cultic masks used in worshiping God. Oh yes, they worship God too, but it's a cultic mask used in worshiping God, a graven image or a molten image, a symbol of divine presence, a symbol that recognizes something that's divine, something and anything associated with pagan worship and mixed sometimes with the worship of God. Let me say this real slow. An idol, listen to me really good, is something that is associated with pagan worship. It's mixed sometimes with the worship of God. It's vain. It's not. Forgers of lies. Physicians of no value. Physicians of vanity. Prophets of false vision and divination. Let me say that real slow. Prophets of false vision. There's a lot of prophets who have false vision in the body of Christ. And divination. A thing of naught. A disdainful word, uncanny or wickedness, fright or horror, nothingness or feeble, sorrow or grief, pagan worship is demonic. Praise God and bless his holy name under the sound of my voice. Because.